Lesson 2. Descriptions 2. Part A. Micro-listening. Phonetics. Loss of plosion.
Drill 1. You're going to hear 10 sentences. Repeat what you hear and underline the plosive consonants that undergo loss of plosion. Example. Sit down.
1. Stop doing that.
2. See you about 4 then.
3. Can Mr. Taylor help me?
4. Does Mr. Black speak Japanese?
5. Sometimes I make mistakes in spelling.
6. This isn't the first time.
7. I can't understand this word.
8. The house is in a good condition.
9. Have you got lots of information about travel?
10. I don't think my husband would let me do that. Drill 2. You'll hear a short passage. Listen twice and supply the missing words.
Jack was born in a London hospital in August 16 years ago. Most people think he looks more like his father than his mother. But perhaps that is because their hair is of the same light brown colour. However, Jack is more like his mother in everything else.
Now listen again.
Jack was born in a London hospital in August 16 years ago. Most people think he looks more like his father than his mother. But perhaps that is because their hair is of the same light brown colour. However, Jack is more like his mother in everything else. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. Everybody likes him. Now listen to the dialogue.
Tell me about Michael.
But I'm leaving now, Mom.
Come on, Mary. You must tell me everything about him.
Well, he's very tall and handsome. He has big blue eyes and long blonde hair.
Oh, how long?
Down to his shoulders. It's beautiful, like gold.
Looks like a woman from behind.
What did you say, Mom? He wears 2 big rings on his ears, and...
Okay. You'd better tell me what he does, honey.
He does many things. He's a very creative painter, and his paintings sell well.
Really?
He also gives free English lessons to people in the neighborhood. He's quite a patient teacher.
Fine.
You're going to like him. Everybody says he's a nice guy.
I hope I will. Where does he live?
He has a small apartment on the 88th Street. Don't worry, Mom. I'm not going to marry him tomorrow.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Tell me about Michael.
But I'm leaving now, Mom.
Come on, Mary. You must tell me everything about him.
Well, he's very tall and handsome. He has big blue eyes and long blonde hair.
Oh, how long?
down to his shoulders. It's beautiful, like gold.
Looks like a woman from behind.
What did you say, Mom? He wears two big rings on his ears, and...
Okay. You'd better tell me what he does, honey.
He does many things. He's a very creative painter, and his paintings sell well.
Really?
He also gives free English lessons to people in the neighborhood. He's quite a patient teacher.
Fine.
You're going to like him. Everybody says he's a nice guy.
I hope I will. Where does he live?
He has a small apartment on the 88th Street. Don't worry, Mom. I'm not going to marry him tomorrow.
Question number one. Who are Mary and her mother talking about?
Question number two. How does Mary's mother like Michael's appearance?
Question number three. What does Michael do for a living?
Question number four. What do you think Mary feels about Michael?
Question number five. What can you learn from the dialogue?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and supply the missing information about Michael.
Tell me about Michael.
But I'm leaving now, Mom.
Come on, Mary. You must tell me everything about him.
Well, he's very tall and handsome. He has big blue eyes and long blonde hair.
Oh, how long?
Down to his shoulders. It's beautiful, like gold.
Looks like a woman from behind.
What did you say, Mom? He wears two big rings on his ears, and...
Okay. You'd better tell me what he does, honey.
He does many things. He's a very creative painter, and his paintings sell well.
Really?
He also gives free English lessons to people in the neighborhood. He's quite a patient teacher.
Fine.
You're going to like him. Everybody says he's a nice guy.
I hope I will. Where does he live?
He has a small apartment on the 88th Street. Don't worry, Mom. I'm not going to marry him tomorrow.
Passage. How old is he? Now listen to the passage.
A man got into a train and found himself sitting opposite a woman who seemed to be about 35 years old. Soon they began talking to each other, and the man said to her, "Do you have a family?" "Yes, I have one son," the woman answered. "Oh, really?" said the man. "Does he smoke?" "No, he's never touched a cigarette," the woman replied. "That's good," the man continued. "I don't smoke either. Tobacco is very bad to one's health." "And does your son drink wine?" "Oh, no," the woman answered at once. "He's never drunk a drop of it." "Then, I congratulate you, ma'am," the man said. "And does he ever come home late at night?" "No, never," his neighbor answered. "He goes to bed immediately after dinner every night." "Well," the man said, "he's a wise young man. How old is he?" "He's 6 months old today, but he'll grow up to be a gentleman," the woman replied proudly.
Exercise one. Listen to the story and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
A man got into a train and found himself sitting opposite a woman who seemed to be about 35 years old. Soon they began talking to each other, And the man said to her, Do you have a family? Yes, I have one son, the woman answered. Oh, really? Said the man. Does he smoke? No. He's never touched a cigarette, the woman replied. That's good, the man continued. I don't smoke either. Tobacco is very bad to one's health. And does your son drink wine? Oh, no, the woman answered at once. He's never drunk a drop of it. Then, I congratulate you, ma'am, the man said. And does he ever come home late at night? No, never, his neighbor answered. He goes to bed immediately after dinner every night. Well, the man said, he's a wise young man. How old is he? He's 6 months old today. But he'll grow up to be a gentleman, the woman replied proudly.
Question number one. What are the man and the woman talking about?
Question number two. How does the woman feel about her son?
Question number three. Where does the conversation take place?
Question number four. Which of the following probably best describes the man's feeling at the end of the conversation?
Question number five. What can't you learn from the dialogue?
Exercise two. Listen to the story again and write down the five questions the man asks.
A man got into a train and found himself sitting opposite a woman who seemed to be about 35 years old. Soon, they began talking to each other, and the man said to her, Do you have a family? Yes, I have one son, the woman answered. Oh, really? Said the man. Does he smoke? No. He's never touched a cigarette, the woman replied. That's good, the man continued. I don't smoke either. Tobacco is very bad to one's health. And does your son drink wine? Oh, no, the woman answered at once. He's never drunk a drop of it. Then, I congratulate you, ma'am, the man said. And does he ever come home late at night? No, never, his neighbor answered. He goes to bed immediately after dinner every night. Well, the man said, he's a wise young man. How old is he? He's 6 months old today. But he'll grow up to be a gentleman, the woman replied proudly.
This is the end of lesson two.